Okay, our friends. So today we will be reading you a little golden book. So often I get people who message me and say, could you please read some more little golden books? And I said, absolutely, I can. I just want to find some subjects or some people or some things that they write about that are interesting. And this one sure enough is. And you'll see a lot of this in the world, what I'm about to read to you. So it's important that we kind of get some backstory and some history so that we have a clear understanding of what we're reading. And so today's story is called My Little Golden Book About Greek Gods and Goddesses. It was written by John Sazaklis and illustrated by Elsa Chang. You ready? Mm-hmm. Today's story is read by Mommy and Philip. Here we go. Long ago, the ancient Greeks believed in magical beings called gods and goddesses. These beings controlled all parts of life, such as nature, the weather, and even death. The most powerful gods and goddesses were the Olympians. They lived on Mount Olympus, the highest mountaintop in all of Greece. Reading about gods and goddesses teaches us a lot about Greek history. For example, the country's capital, Athens, was named after the goddess Athena.
Athena.
Mm-hmm. Athena was the goddess of battle and wisdom. She helped heroes win wars and taught the people many crafts, such as spinning thread and weaving. Weaving is the art of making fabric by interlacing threads of yarn or other materials. Zeus. Mm-hmm. Athena's father, Zeus, ruled the skies as the king of Olympus. He could zap lightning bolts at anyone and anything that made him angry. The Greeks believed thunderstorms were caused by his bad temper. Hera, ruling next to Zeus, was Hera, the queen of Olympus. Hera was the goddess of marriage. She married Zeus in a magical garden where the trees grew golden apples that made anyone who ate them live forever. Hera guarded the garden with the help of a dangerous dragon. Poseidon. Zeus had a brother named Poseidon. This water-controlling warrior was the god of the seas and oceans. He rode the waves while wielding his terrific trident. This three-pointed spear could create sea storms and earthquakes. Poseidon and Athena held a contest to see who could give the best gifts to what would become the city of Athens. Poseidon's gifts, the horse and the saltwater stream, were useful, but Athena's gift, the olive tree, gave shade and shelter and food. Athena was declared the winner, and Athens got its name. Demeter. So Hera's sister, Demeter, was the goddess of harvest. She spent time on Earth teaching humans how to plant and grow. The weather changed depending on her moods, and this explained the changing of the seasons. Persephone was Demeter's daughter, the goddess of spring, and the queen of the underworld. Isn't that interesting how she's both the goddess of spring and the queen of the underworld? Because that's where ancient Greeks believed their souls went after they died. Can you imagine that this person would know both spring and death? Because spring is where new life comes in, right? It's really interesting. While Persephone was ruling the land of the dead, her mother's sadness stopped the crops from growing. And when Persephone returned, her mother's joy returned, and the warm weather and nature bloomed again. Ah, that explains the seasons, doesn't it? Hades, this gloomy god, was Zeus's brother and the lord of the underworld. His palace was guarded by Cerberus, a hungry three-headed dog. Wouldn't want to get on his bad side, would we?
Mm-mm.
Hestia, Hera's sister, Hestia, was the goddess of the hearth, or fireplace. It was her duty to watch over the households and teach people how to bake bread. Every home used its hearth as a place to pray to Hestia. Apollo was the god of music and poetry and art. He loved to play the lyre, a stringed instrument made from a tortoise shell. Apollo had healing powers and could help people see the future. His twin sister was the goddess Artemis. Now, Artemis was skilled with a bow and arrow. Artemis was the goddess of the hunt and the protector of young women. She liked living in the forest instead of on Mount Olympus. Now, many female athletes competed in races and dances and games to honor Artemis. Aphrodite was the goddess of love. She was born fully grown from the foam of the sea. She was also the goddess of beauty. She made gods as well as humans fall in love with help from her son, Eros, and his magical arrows. Who does he look like? In the picture, we can see Eros, and he kind of looks like what we'd think of as Cupid, right? Yeah. Ares is the son of Zeus and Hera. He was the god of war and the most unpopular of all the Olympians. Always dressed in armor, Ares liked to fight. He even created an army of women warriors named the Amazons. Now, Hermes is the next god. Swift and sneaky Hermes was the god of thieves. He was a prankster who could travel at super speed with his winged helmet and sandals. His father, Zeus, put him to work as the messenger of the gods. Hephaestus was Hera's son and a blacksmith. He made weapons and armor for warriors. It was believed that his workshops were inside volcanoes and that when Hephaestus was hard at work, the volcanoes would erupt. Kaboom! What do you think about living in a volcano and having to work inside of one of those? Sounds kind of dangerous, don't you think? Mm-hmm. I don't think I'd want to be Hephaestus, would you? Dionysus. One of the youngest Olympians was Dionysus. He loved living in nature and taught people how to use grapes to make wine. He was the god of winemaking, the theater, and parties, and the Olympians loved parties. Now the ancient Greeks held a very special festival to honor the gods and the goddesses. The festival took place every 4 years in the city of Olympia. Athletes would compete at the Temple of Zeus in many events, such as running, jumping, wrestling, the discus throw, and the chariot race. Well, 3,000 years later, guess what? The Olympic Games are still held all around the world. We do them because of the Greek gods. I know! Centuries past. The Greek gods and goddesses can be found all around us, not only in their ancient temples and museums, but in our constellations. Which is so true. You can see Diana in the sky. You can see Orion's belt. I'll show them to you. There's all sorts of characters up there. And you can see them in movies. Right now, there's a really popular series out about a guy named Percy Jackson and his experience with the Greek gods, and video games and more. Maybe you have heard of another little movie called Hercules. They're in that one too. So keep your eyes peeled. You never know where you might see them.
Did you know Hercules is also a Greek god?
He is a demigod. Of course, in the animated film, he becomes a real god. But yeah, it's true too. Yeah. And that, my dear friends, is, say it with me,
the end.
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.